God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. At this time, we want to go into a word of prayer. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord as Pastor Sheila Hameen comes forth with the prayer.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you right now and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we want to thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, oh God, for this opportunity to come and to call upon your holy name. Lord, we ask that you'll incline your ear and hear our cry. Oh, Lord Jesus, search our hearts and be merciful toward us, oh God. Forgive our sins and blot out our transgressions. In the name of Jesus, Lord, wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Have mercy on us, Lord, and save us, oh God.
Yes.
We ask you right now for a touch. Touch our hearts, Lord. Touch our minds. Touch our bodies, Lord. We ask that you will heal and deliver. Lord, make whole right now. Work miracles, oh God. Do wonders in our midst. In the name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. Lord, we ask that you'll continue to bless this broadcast, Lord. Bless it and let it prosper. Let it expand, Lord God. Let it reach as far around the world as you so please. Have your way, Lord Jesus, and let your holy will be done. Let somebody listening on tonight receive a blessing, Lord Jesus. Let somebody who's listening tonight gain strength, oh God. Let someone who's listening, Lord, be encouraged and uplifted in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you will manifest your power. Let your glory be revealed. Oh God, be merciful. And Lord, we come before you to lift you up and to glorify your name. And we're asking you, Lord, to continue to make the way for us. Open up the doors, oh God, that are shut in our faces. Lord, where we are told it can't be done or no, Lord Jesus, you say yes. And when you say yes, nobody can say no. Oh,
amen.
Blessed Savior, we're depending on you.
Yes,
we're
Lord.
Looking unto you. We believe you, Lord Jesus. And we are taking you at your word. We are asking you to please, oh God, forgive our unbelief and take it away from us, Lord Jesus. Take all doubt. Take the drawback away. Give us holy boldness, Lord. Help us, oh God,
help us, Jesus.
Your will. And we are praying, Lord, for those, oh God, who don't know you. Have mercy on them, Lord, and make yourself known unto them. Save the unsaved, oh God. Fill souls with the Holy Ghost and use them for your service. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your touch tonight.
Yes,
Lord, we thank you for your healing power. We
thank
you, oh God, hallelujah, for the manifestation of your spirit. We thank you, oh God, for just hearing our cry and coming to see about us, dear Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus,
for everything you've done, Lord, for how you're moving right now. My Lord, we thank you for how you've been sending your word, and we are asking you, Lord, to continue to let your word come forth.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Your word have free course. Lord Jesus, break through walls, oh God. Tear down strongholds. Break up stony hearts.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, bless the speaker on tonight. Anoint her for your service.
Yes,
Lord, have your way. Let your glory be revealed. We thank you for this prayer, Lord. And we're asking you to please remember those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Whatever their need is, we pray, God, that you will grant it unto them. Let it all be done according to your holy will. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that powerful prayer. Glory to God. I know that prayer changes things, and I know that God,
yes,
he will move through prayer when we make communication and our supplication unto our God. He will hear and answer our prayer. So we thank the Lord for that beautiful prayer coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. And now we will be reading the 16th number of Psalm. And beginning with the first verse, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who have given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. The Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart, glory to God, praise the Lord. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt shew me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand,
yes,
there are pleasures forevermore. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 16th number of Psalm. And at this time, Evangelist Khadijah will come forth. She will give us the announcement and a song.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful scripture. Thank you all for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681 pound sign. And you also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School, and one is O-N-E. You want to continue to pray for Andrew Gale, Ava Brown Feliciano, Tamika Ray, India West, Ventria Blackshirt, Jada McBride, the pastor from Camden, as well as Miss Carol, Tanaja Clark, Jermaine Donaldson, Bill Bradley, Michelle Kellum, Stacy Kellum, and the entire Kellum family, Tyrone Edmond, Henry and Mary Edmond Sr., Henry and Mary Edmond, Titus Edmond Sr., Sister Cheryl Edmond, Sarita Logan, Francis Canones, Cynthia Taylor, Jamel Yori, and Evangelist Reevy. And those are all the announcements that I have. I'm going to just sing a portion of this song.
Set assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit,
washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission. All is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. Oh, this is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all day long.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the opportunity. I'm just so grateful to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast. Once again, it's a blessing indeed,
yes,
giving honor to God and to whom honor is due. I thank God for the opening scripture that was read, for that beautiful selection,
yes,
that was sang. It's a blessing indeed to put our trust in the Lord. Amen. It's important that we trust him, especially these days and times that we're living in. And
amen,
not putting our trust in God is a very serious mistake. But, you know,
amen,
I thank God that I can go to him. I can cry to him, and he will hear my cry.
Yes.
As the song was saying, this is my story. Hallelujah. Right. This is my song. What is your story? Are you telling what the Lord has done for you? Are you telling how you put your trust in him and he came through for you? Hallelujah. Are you telling the miracles that he wrought in your life? Are you singing praises unto his holy name?
Yes. Amen.
We are to learn to give God glory and praise him at all times.
All times.
And we can tell our story. Amen. We can tell somebody what the Lord has done. And I know that because God has done so much for me, I can't tell all that he did, but the little that I can tell, I will tell it. Because I just can't keep it to myself.
Amen.
God has been so good to me. And anyone who has been blessed of the Lord, you need to tell it more now than ever before.
Amen.
Because people are looking for hope. They're looking
yes,
for
they
a
are.
Way out. They
yes.
need somebody to encourage them. They need to hear that God can do the same thing for them that they did for you.
Yes.
So if you have a testimony or you know that God has done something for you, you need to share that more often. You need
Amen.
To be always telling your story. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell somebody else how
Yes.
God has blessed you. Amen.
Yes.
And see, won't God continue to bless you? You have one testimony, he'll give you two or three or four more, however many.
Yes.
But as often as he blesses you, open your mouth and share with somebody. If you can share it on Facebook, share it. If you can share it by sending a text, share it. Tell
Amen.
Somebody how
yep.
good God is. And I
yes.
just thank the Lord because I feel joy down on the inside. I feel like praising God because he
thank
is
you.
Worthy of praise at all times. And it's on a Tuesday night. I recall how we used to go in prayer.
Yes.
Very
all right.
long time. We used to get on our knees and
yes.
oh, hallelujah, pour our hearts out to God and cry to him and have a talk with him. And when we got up out of that prayer, everything was all right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord
Amen.
Had made everything all right because he heard our prayer. He heard our cry. And the things that we needed, he answered right
yes,
then
yes,
and there.
That's
we
right.
got up
right.
off our knees and we went forth in the praises, lifting up the name of Jesus, thanking
yes.
him for hearing us, thanking him for blessing us, thanking him for healing us. Oh, praise God. I miss those days.
Amen.
I really do.
Yes.
Oh,
Amen.
Glory to God. But I thank God because we got something there to carry us through. We
Amen.
Got something in that prayer to give us the endurance that we have today. Amen.
Yes,
praise the Lord. So God, he gave us something special that preserved, that preservation. In
yes.
other words, that the scripture here was read, preserve me, O God, for
mm-hmm.
in thee do I put my trust. And surely the Lord has preserved us. And bless
Amen.
Us surely. Jesus is mine. Amen. So
yes.
get encouraged and let's get ready to hear the word of the Lord. Let's prepare our hearts. Let's turn our minds toward receiving the word from the Lord. Amen. Get rid of all of your distractions. Put everything aside and just open your heart, open your ears, and hear the voice of the Lord when the word of God is coming forth. Praise be to God. And we ask that you will pray along with the Evangelist Mae as she bring forth the word. Pray for her that God will speak and that the word will have free course. Praise the Lord. This time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Mae. God bless Evangelist Mae.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist. I mean, I thank the Lord for this broadcast and for everyone that's on it and all the supporters. I thank God for every one of you. At this time, before we go into the word of prayer, we are going to hear a testimony from Kenya Donaldson. And while she's getting ready, if your phone is on mute, you could take it off and come on over. And now we will hear from Kenya Donaldson.
Hello, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
My name is Kenya Donaldson. I have a testimony. One day me and my husband went to the Defford Mall. I have a habit of, if I see someone, I tell them I love them, or if they look nice, I tell them they look nice. So this particular day at the Defford Mall, where me and my husband was at Boscow, me and him was walking, and I saw a very attractive young lady, and I gave her a compliment. I said, you know, you look really beautiful. You look really pretty today. She said, who are you talking to? I said, miss, I'm talking to you. She said, you can't be talking to me because I'm not pretty. I said, yes, you are. She said, are you sure you're talking to me? Because I had cancer, and I thought I was ugly. I said, you're not ugly, and I'm sure I'm talking to you. And I told her I loved her. And she said, wait a minute, you telling me I'm pretty and you love me too? And then she said, never stop being you, because I need to hear that today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my testimony.
Praise the Lord. Thank mm-hmm. the Lord. We thank the Lord for that testimony coming through. Tanya Donaldson. And we thank the Lord for her being on the line. I tell you, there's so much trouble, so much sickness, and people are cast down. But I want you to know that God is able to fix whatever situation you or anybody may be in right now. We're going to ask that you put your phone back on mute, and we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to go into the word of God. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this chance to project your word. We pray that you will have your way, that you will let your will be done. Send your anointing, touch and bless. Touch my body. Strengthen me, O Lord. Help me to speak your word. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. We're trusting in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our title for tonight is Let Jesus Fix It. We're going to go to the word in the book of Chronicles, the second chapter, the second Chronicles, the 20th chapter. That's second Chronicles, the 20th chapter. And we're going to go to the third verse, and then we're going to skip over to the 15th verse. And it reads, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout and over in the 15th. And he glory to God. Thank the Lord. I thank God for this opportunity once again. Once again, we're going to read those scriptures again. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God. It says, be not afraid. The Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised. We give his name praise, and we thank him for all that he has done. The Lord can save, heal, and forgive sins. He can blot out of transgressions. Oh, my God, he's able to save you to the uttermost. We look to the Lord on tonight, and we know that he is a deliverer. I don't care how Satan cut up. I don't care what he says or what he does. Our God, and he's strong. He's a strong tower. All we have to do is run into that tower, call on the name of Jesus, and he will come to our rescue. He will work everything out all right, and we will be the victors. Glory to God, but we had the victory because of the word of God. Our trust is in God. It's not in man. It's in the word of God. And his word is truth. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia. We thank everyone who was on the line. The devil tried to get in and mess things up, but we are determined to do the will of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise God for all things, and we love him. At this time, we want you to know also that we have Bibles. If anyone would like to receive a Bible, you can call 856. 304-7774 in address, and we will send you a brand new box. Thank you, Jesus. Can you hear me now?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So we thank God for the word of God. The word of God just came forth in power and in demonstration. Praise the Lord. And I can say the truth that God has really spoken here tonight and asking us to just basically turn everything over to him. Don't try to work nothing out. Let him
take
your hand out of it.
Yes.
Don't try to do anything. Praise the Lord. And God can turn it around.
Amen.
Nobody can do it but the Lord. And I know he can turn it around. I encourage you to take the word of God in and apply it to your heart. I know you might have missed portions of it, but thank God for the portion that went over the air. Thank God for the portions that were heard. Amen. Praise God. Because God, he has a way of turning things around.
Amen.
The enemy, he'll do things, and he means he want to destroy you, and he want to stop you. But he cannot stop you.
Amen.
You just let the Lord do it for you. He will fight the battle for you.
Yes,
the enemy's going to rise up. He's going to do all these things. The king Jehoshaphat, he was afraid. He feared.
Yes.
But God sent comfort. God sent encouragement. God, he took away all those fears, and he calmed them down. And let them know that just let him fix it. The battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord. Praise God. And we being in the flesh, we will fear, but that doesn't matter. We can trust in the Lord, but do it, or if he'll turn that whole thing around. Praise the Lord. So I just thank God for the beautiful message that came through on tonight. I want to encourage Evangelist May to continue to preach the word of God and let God have his way. And one thing I can say is that we have the victory in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you.
I feel like singing a little bit of that. We have the victory in the name of the Lord. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory.
Amen.
And the devil's got to flee. Stay around.
Amen.
Praise be to God. So I just thank the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy. And we can't give up in the midst of adversity. We have to continue on, and God, he will help us.
Amen.
So let us all be encouraged. Let us take the word of God in and remember to let Jesus fix it and know that God can turn it around for you.
Amen.
This time I'm going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for those comments and exhortations coming through Evangelist Hameen. Thank the Lord for the encouragement. And I hope that every listener is encouraged on the night. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what happened in your life or in your home or on the job. It doesn't even matter. All you have to do is let Jesus fix it. And I tell you, you can pray. And when you pray, the Lord, he will move for you. As long as you got a mind, you want to do what's right, and you really want to serve the Lord, God will turn it around for you. So take the word of God in and be blessed. And we want everyone to be encouraged. At this time, if Cynthia would like to have words, you may at this time, and then it's Khadijah.
Jesus will turn around.
Yes.
Turn around.
Yes.
Turn around.
around, Jesus will turn around. What the devil meant for bad, he will turn around for my good. Oh, what the devil meant for bad, he will turn around for my good. I praise God for that word tonight, beautiful message that came through Venice May, and I want to encourage the people to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't give up, and whatever you're going through, just give it over to Jesus and know that he will work it out.
Amen. So let Jesus, let him fix it for you. For he knows just what to do. Oh, yeah. Whenever you pray, let him have his way.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, let Jesus, let him fix it for you.
Yes.
Oh, he died. He just fixed it for you. Oh, he knows just what to do. Oh, yeah. And whenever you pray, just let him have his way. And let Jesus, let him fix it for you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word coming to the end of Maybell. Beautiful, beautiful passages of scripture. And thank God for the prayer and all the words of encouragement, even for the testimony coming to Sister Kenya. I thank God for this broadcast, you know, and like she begins to, you know, go forth and let us know about how Jehoshaphat, God began to tell him, you know, through the Levite, that the battle is not ours, but it's God's. And sometimes it can look like we're not even in a battle, but we're not losing. God, he's awesome. I enjoyed the work. Thank God for the work.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I don't know if Kenya is still on, but I thank the Lord for her. And we are praying.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank the Lord for you.
I'm here too.
And we thank the Lord for your time.
Miss May, Sister May.
Yes.
Can I put two people on the prayer list?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Esther Holloway and Donald Holloway.
Okay. We certainly will be praying for them.
And thank you. Donald Holloway might have cancer. And Esther Holloway has to get surgery.
Well, we know that.
That's all.
Okay. Well, we know that. And we are looking to the Lord and we will be praying for them. And at this time, if that's all, we want to say also, if there's anyone out here that would like to receive a brand new Bible, King James Version, you can 304-7774 after the broadcast. And we thank everyone for your contributions to this broadcast and to help it to be what it ought to be. So we will look to be back here on Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
That is
May?
Mm-hmm. Yes?
I'm still here. I ain't went nowhere.
Oh, Sister Rosette. Oh, I'm sorry. God bless you. God bless you.
Well, you sit right here.
Miss Shirley.
I'm sitting right here, sweetheart.
Oh, didn't know you were on.
One second, Kim. 1 second. The intent to pass me tonight, also, you always do.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, I talk loud.
Oh, I'm sitting right here.
Okay, God bless you. I'm glad that you're there. I'm glad that you live.
I'm always here. Okay. Wait a minute, Kim. I don't know how to do it. I'm right here, Kim. It's not a special task when you see that, like you already do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh,
You said, could you say, such, my mom, Shelly Donaldson, said, could you say a special prayer for her?
Yes.
God, about in the name of Jesus, pray that you look on Miss Shirley right now. You know her prayer petition. You know her situation. You know how to fix it. We are dependent on you, and we are looking to you. We know that thou art a miracle worker, and you can work it out. We pray that you bind the way of Satan and cast him out. Oh, my God, let your blood cover and let your spirit prevail. Move in a mighty way. Save, heal, and give. And we'll give thy name the praise, the glory, and the shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. But that's all. Did these angels speak? Was she on? Evangelist Reedy, is she on the line? Okay, well, this is the broadcast, and we'll be back Sunday night, Lord willing.